Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this September 20th, 2022. You have your host, James, here, and I am joined by our friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We have CEO of your United Way, Terry Johns, and with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And also Craig Boren, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, and this year for the United Way is representing...
Yeah, our campaign chair.
It's our campaign chair for them, yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here, Craig.
Thank you.
How have you been, Craig?
Outstanding. Good. Really well.
Very good to hear. Terry, things going well?
Doing good.
Very cool. Well, let's get right into it because it is campaign season. We have that going on right now. Can we get a progress update on that, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. So to date through... I guess through yesterday, we have collected or recorded, at least in our donation software system, 19.3% of the campaign. So that's very encouraging. Really right kind of on cue with where we were at last year. We're maybe trending about 0.5% ahead. But a lot of that is timings of mailings and, you know, just when people's donations reach us or timings of workplace campaigns. So if, you know, maybe last year you were a small business wrapped up their campaign and we already have it or running a little bit different time frame. So it is a good it's a good benchmark. It's a good idea of where we're at and affords us some optimism. But at the same time, you know, we want to be cautious about that too, because you just don't know where exactly things will come in. So I think really it's encouraging people who are part of our mailing list. If you receive something in the mail from us, you know, to encourage people to, you know, have those thoughtful considerations and get those turned back in so that we really have a good feel of where we're at. And then a lot of workplace campaigns are currently running. So we literally have not had a single workplace campaign complete yet. So nobody is in. So that 19% is all from the mail. And then there's also, you know, a good probably portion of our community who are not approached by United Way through, you know, perhaps they've never been part of our mailing list for a variety of reasons, or the workplace that they are part of doesn't have a campaign, or maybe they've never been asked. So, you know, we do consider this an ask, right? Like, we consider this an opportunity, and Craig's going to share with everybody a little bit about, you know, why give? Why would you consider doing that? But we would really, you know, consider this an ask to people, and you can give in a variety of ways. You can do that through your workplace campaign by payroll deduction. You can be billed if that works best, and you can even give us the dates that you want to be billed. You can give by a credit card, by visiting our website. You can have ACH withdrawals. I mean, it's really... couldn't get easier. I think the only thing that we don't have is Venmo. Like, we can ask for it, but we just don't have it at this point. Yeah. But otherwise, we make it as easy as possible to give to the campaign and to engage in this way. And really, you know, this time of the year, of course, programming continues and is going on throughout the community. But our focus, you know, as a United Way entity, is really on the giving campaign.
Last year, Terry, I remember having a similar conversation with you around this time of year and talking about the campaign and how important it was, because we were still coming out of the pandemic a bit and we still had some troubles with that and everything. But we were so blown away by the community and the way that they were being supportive and helping you. And then to hear the numbers being so similar from last year to this year, that's very encouraging. That's certainly not something where we can just put our, you know, take our foot off the gas here or anything, but it certainly is something that we could build on too.
Absolutely. And the goal this year was really focused around participation. So if we can get, you know, if you have 200 employees, if you can get 5 more of them, you know, to donate, or when we look at our mailings, if, you know, looking at, could we increase even by 1% the number of donors, which then obviously translates into a relationship that we can build on and continue to grow the campaign. When we came out of the pandemic, I think that my goal or my thought process was it would take us probably about 2 years to get back to where we were pre-pandemic. And I don't think that we will be there. I don't know if we count. Do we count last year as the first year out of pandemic? Or is this the first year out of pandemic?
Really,
all right, let's use this year.
But if
we use last year, I mean, I don't think that we will be there. We won't be to our pre-pandemic number.
Yeah.
But we're seeing steady progress and growth. And that's, you know, exactly what you said. And that's really all that we can ask for. And then we've got, you know, great examples like Craig. And I'll let him share what he put out as a challenge to his team, you know, at WRPS and to all of the other businesses that we've been visiting.
Yeah. You've been touching on that, Craig?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I was just thinking about that actually on the drive over here, and that is this whole idea of if you haven't donated anything, you don't have to start with a giant amount. And if you are already donating, you don't have to increase a giant amount. But really, the conversation for us at WRPS centered on increasing our participation, even at the dollar a week level, $52 a year, which gets you entered in the sweepstakes and a chance to win $1,000 because of five gracious sponsors. Five of those $1,000 sweepstakes awards would be given out. And I don't know a lot of people. I know times are tough. I mean, frankly, when we think we're through with something and moving on to the next, then something else comes along. And I think that's kind of just the story of the 2020s potentially. Yeah. But the long and short of it is there's very few among us that couldn't afford a dollar a week, $52 a year. And then the understanding of what that means in terms of local programming. And the idea about something that minimal, well, you think, well, how would $52 help? Well, frankly, $52 a year from 10 people is $520. Yeah. And you can see how easily then you're getting into a number that is going to have a massive impact on the United Way's bottom line. And that leads into the second portion of that was like, why would I do that? And frankly, folks have a lot of opportunities to give, both financially, with their own time, and other contributions. But in terms of the United Way, you can basically rest assured that your dollars are going to have a local impact to the point where you can explicitly say, I'd like this to affect Adams County, or I'd like this to, the programs, pardon me, in Adams County, and then, or I'd like to, this to affect the programs in Southwood County. And then you can go so far as to say, well, only the education-related programs are only the food insecurity related programs. So there's a lot of latitude. And when you're doing that, even if it's $52 a year or $520 a year or $5,200 a year, those dollars, the vast majority of those are invested into programs that have a significant local impact. And as an entity that benefits from those programs, for example, our reading mentors, Dolly Parton Imagination Library, it benefits our students. In programs, backpack programs for food for families and kids over weekends and breaks are how we're immediately impacted. But then I can also speak to, from a district perspective, the broader community impact of the other partner programs that the United Way funds that have a massive impact on our kids. And then, of course, an even yet broader impact on our community. And when you know if I'm donating $52, which is not a ton, over the course of a year, I stand a chance to win $1,000. Oh, and I'm impacting the Southwood and or Adams County area with some directly beneficial programs. There's really not much more you can say.
In this day and age, almost everybody, it's not just one generation, it's every generation. We all have bits and pieces of us or all of us where we want, we don't just want things now. We want we want this pen to do multiple things. I'm not just going to buy it. I want a pen that does like my homework for me and cooks dinner and all this stuff. Like I don't just want a pen. I want it to be able to do multiple things. We're like that with our donating too. We're like that with our investments, too. We want it to be able to impact as much as possible and to know that it is doing what it's saying it's doing. And this is the United Way's MO. I mean, this is the mission. This is what they do. It isn't just taking care of one sector of society. It isn't just taking care of one thing that is an issue. It is how much good can we do and impact as much as we can without, like, you know, completely abandoning something else, being able to do so much with that $52, to know that you're putting that, like, it's just using that as an example, but say it's that 52 you're representing, you put that in, that's going to impact so many different things. It isn't just helping one cause, it's helping this and this and this, and the impact of all of those things that we literally can't tell. We have no idea how great that impact could be. We know it's big. We know it's important and impactful, but there's no way to be able to tell that a child that gets one of those books from the Imagination Library and helps that builds their confidence in reading, and maybe they go on to become an attorney or whatever or something that where that reading benefits them and they end up helping their community. Like this impact is very it's the path it goes. You can see it. It's just having the energy to put into the community to think of these things, to have the forethought for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've given, you know, if you've given the dollar a week before or more than that, right? So if you've been over the $52 threshold, if you increase your donation by 26, you get additional entries. So, you know, just speaking about sweepstakes, but it it is quite remarkable. We do collect from all of our partner programs, and then of course our internal initiatives. We know numbers served within the year, but it is nearly impossible to measure that ripple effect, like you said.
So,
goodwill to the community easily happens by engaging with United Way.
Do we want to dive a little more into what does your investment do, Terry?
Right. So when you do make a donation to United Way, and we've hit on a few of those strategy areas, and that's really where we focus. We call it our agenda for change. But we do have several different areas, three of them more root cause change, so education, financial stability, and health. And then we also have some, kind of in the moment, right? Like things that we know, safety net services of emergency food and shelter that, really are things that we need to be mindful of and take good care of in the community. So those are really where the investments lie. When you give to United Way, that's your impact. And like Craig said earlier, you can drill that down. You can go as far as saying, well, I'd really like my gift to affect in the education area early years. I just believe in that first, 5 years of life and the brain development and, all of that. So donations can be narrowed down in that way. But there are 29 programs that United Way helps to fund in between the two communities that we serve. And then there are 6 coalitions and 10 other initiatives that are funded by that investment that you might make. And an important factor, and this is really kind of the beauty of United Way system, is that we determine the needs of our community. So it's not United Way worldwide saying, mm-hmm. Well, here's what the needs are. We determine that locally and then put those investments in that place. So investment from an individual donor doesn't leave the community. We have an endowment fund that we have some earnings off of. And so we use those funds for any investment we might need to make, outside, if that's a partnership with United Way Worldwide or United Way of Wisconsin. But the donor dollar stays right here. And, I think that's something really important as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great to want to help people on the other side of the world. Sometimes, as much as you want to do that, sometimes you want to help people in your own zip code. Being able to know how you're doing that or where that is going is impactful.
And probably an appropriate time to bring up, too, that if you live in another community, you can make your gift go there as well. So mm-hmm. It's not just what strategy area, but we do, we share a lot of people with the Stevens Point Plover area. They live in one, work in the other, and those donations could be split, or some people want to give where they make their living, some people want to give where they live, where they're raising their family. And we make all of that happen and work very well with other local United Ways, to move that money back and forth, because of course Portage County United Way has the same thing, right?
Yeah.
People who live here work there or the opposite. And, we all work very closely together to make sure that the donor intent of their investment is honored.
Speaking with Terry Johns and Craig Broren, and we're focusing in on the United Way, and want to take a moment to talk about their 80th birthday challenge. Terry and I have been talking about this a bit. Craig, why don't you talk to us a little bit, tell us a little bit about this, the 80th birthday challenge.
Absolutely. So I think it's an awesome time to be involved as the campaign chair, because, of course, you don't have an 80th birthday every year.
Right.
So that's probably a good thing, but it's also a good thing to be engaged on this level. So what I would invite listeners to do is to go to uwswac.org, and you can find on there links regarding the 80th birthday challenge, because I wouldn't anticipate, for those of you listening, you're going to hurriedly scribble down the following things that I'm going to mention, but there's some entertaining things you can engage in. And if you complete 5 birthday challenge items by the end of September, by September 30th, you can receive a special recognition gift. And I'm in the dark on what kind of gift that might be.
I'm not telling either.
Hopefully something like a guest appearance by CEO Terry Johns at some kind of event.
I like that.
I just didn't tell the campaign chair he had to. It was him.
Yeah, well, that's fine, too. I don't know if that would be considered a gift by many people, but. Anyway, so it's pretty easy but entertaining stuff. So one of the ways you can do it is by going to uwswac.org/initiatives and check out what's actually going on at the United Way of Southwood in Adams County. That's super easy. Send them a birthday card. The mailing address is on there. It's, of course, on the website as well. That also not too terribly difficult.
No.
Sign up for the e-newsletter, and you can do that at the same uwswac.org website. Ironically, there's an e-newsletter link that you would go in there, and click and put in your information. Super simple. Celebrate with United Way themed goodies and take a photo and share that on social media. Yes. So anything in blue or gold, anything with 80th birthday, you know, you could get creative as well. Snap some pictures and get it out on social media. Just be sure that you tag the United Way of Southwood and Adams County. Make an $80 donation. That's my personal favorite because, of course, we want everybody to be engaged in providing those funds to benefit our local programs. Sign up as a volunteer. Speaking from a selfish perspective, we could always use more volunteers engaged, particularly with kids and in other manners and mechanisms throughout the community. And then very easy, like and follow the UWSWAC on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then also probably I'm going to say the most complicated or maybe the one that might take the most creativity is to create a happy birthday video message and then share that on social media. And I don't do a lot of videos.
Me either.
But that probably is not super hard in this day and age if you have a cell phone to get that stuff out there. But that's a quick list, and frankly, most of those are pretty easy to do to recognize the United Way and its 80th birthday.
And it's been kind of fun. We've gotten some 80th birthday cards, you know, like that actually have the 80 on there with the $80 check inside. And, and maybe, you know, in a little note, like, I'm only going to do these two, you know, because they're not, they're whatever, they're not on social media or whatever. And that's all good and fine. The idea is just learning, you know, going to the website and learning, but also, you know, engaging in those ways and having those connections and touch points. So it's been really fun so far, but it does run for, you know, for another week. So through September 30th, and just encourage people to get involved.
There is a, I mean, all of these are fun to do. So while it's great, we love to, you know, say kind of all of these are another way of saying thank you to the United Way, of letting you guys know that we appreciate you. We appreciate the impact that you make on the community. They're also a lot of fun, but there's some on these that are you can actually get done by working with the United Way. As far as signing up to be a volunteer, well, you got the opportunities for that coming up with the Reading Mentors and Dave Caring and all this. Can we talk about Reading Mentors for a moment, Terry?
Sure. So we are currently recruiting Reading Mentors. We are going to be in five schools this year. The program will start the week of October 10th. And this is with kindergarten through third grade students, with the idea that all students are able to read proficiently by the end of third grade. And sometimes they just need another trusted adult to help support them, someone to listen to them, care about them. And so we have Reading Mentor opportunities. The signups are currently available at our website at Humpke and Nakusa, Port Edwards Elementary, and then in the Wisconsin Rapids School District, we are at Washington, Meade, and Grove. And so you go on our website, you click on whichever school you're interested in, or perhaps it's you don't care what school it is, but your only availability is on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock. Then you know, you just look at the signups and see where there's an opening. You sign up. Once you have signed up, I will send you a link for your background check. Each of the three school districts do background checks just a little bit differently, so it will depend where you sign up. And we have some mentors that have signed up actually within two different schools, within two different districts. So, you know, we get those background checks all run and processed so that by the week of October 10th, mentors are ready to go and get in the classrooms. And sometimes people ask, you know, what level of training do I need? Do I need to have a certain education? I'm not a reading specialist or anything like that. Anybody who is interested in kids and helping them succeed at reading can be a reading mentor. The idea is that during the intervention time that happens in the classroom, you know, there's a good group of kids probably that are self-guided enough. They can just do what the teacher tells them to do during that time. And then you've got a handful of kids who probably need the teacher intervention, right? That need you know, someone trained to help them on those skills. And so those kids are working with the teacher. And then the idea is that our reading mentors are working with the kids in the middle, you know, that just need, maybe they are doing their 20 minutes of reading every night, maybe they're not. But they need that extra level of support and build a really strong relationship with a trusted adult. And that's who the mentors are working with. So reading mentor time slots vary based on the needs of the individual classroom and teacher. So they are anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes, but that's all part of the sign up. So, you know, some people say, well, I don't want to go just for 30 minutes. Then you might sign up in two classrooms. You might do 30 minutes in one classroom, 30 minutes in the next classroom, go on your way. But it's a great program. We typically have about 100 slots that we fill for each school year, and it's very, very much appreciated. And one of probably the earliest memories that I have about feedback about the program was when we started at Humke originally, and then Meade was our second school. And the principal at Meade at the time, we had been shortly, maybe like a month in, and she was like, our teachers can't believe that there are just random community members that want to come to our school. You know what I mean? That want to, like, they don't have a grandchild there or a child there. Like, they just want to come and make our school a better place. And I think that's the other kind of profound benefit from this, not just the mentoring that happens, because that's the most important, but also the relationships that are built. And we have one reading mentor who now I think she goes literally on every field trip that happens from Meade School. She's kind of the school grandma now. She does her mentoring, but she and the kids, you know, kids need that. It's been a really great program and something we're thrilled to continue into this school year.
We get older quick, you know, and we forget, but when you're little and an adult pays attention, and not to tell you doing something wrong or something like that, but they're just listening. They're listening to you as a kid. That just doesn't happen. They don't listen to us like that, or let alone being able to sit there, read for an adult, and feel confident in that reading. Like, again, when I was talking earlier about these trickle-down effects and these things that can impact kids in levels and ways we don't even understand or know, there's so many different fields and different things that they'll do in life that's going to benefit and help them, that little bit of confidence you build. And that seems worth it alone, let alone the fact that you get to sit back and, like, kind of be, you know, go back to school a little bit here, like, for fun, and just sit back and listen. That's all you got to do. It's not a huge time commitment. It's such a great way to make a good impact on your community without necessarily taking up your whole day or anything, too. And that's kind of nice. That's a nice part of it.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd also find, too, because one of the questions I think that might be out there as well, you know, I'm kind of worried about kids nowadays and what it's like. And frankly, I think one of the things that you would find is that, first off, it's almost impossible to be in a bad mood and be around elementary kids, particularly kindergarten through third graders, because they'll just randomly hug you and tell you very interesting things that I'm sure most normal people would find extraordinarily funny. And they're just the idea that kids are basically kids. And I've been in education for over 20 years, and frankly, kids haven't changed that much. I know there's some differences in some things that are out there, but in a general sense, when you interact and work with kids, particularly at the elementary level, you see what they are, and that is just young, wide-eyed, and a lot of times very entertaining, but human beings that need and want some support and assistance. And you'll have a great time. Most days will be absolutely, well, I'm not going to even say most. I'm going to say every day would be positive, and you're going to see, what kind of fun kids are. And it's not intimidating or scary in any of our schools, to be honest with you.
Well said, Craig. And as long as you said that so well, let's make you keep talking. I wanted to ask you about McDonald's Day. That's coming up, and we haven't gotten a chance to really talk about that yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So McDonald's Day is the 50th annual. Yeah, so here we are on
another run like this milestone trend, right?
Some significant benchmarks this year.
Yes.
But the United Way Day at McDonald's is Wednesday, October 12th. The McDonald's here at 2128 8th Street South here in Rapids. Again, Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. Anytime you go to McDonald's that day, any purchase you make, some of the proceeds will benefit the United Way of Southwood and Adams County. Great time to swing by and get a flurry or Big Mac or whatever your standard McDonald's order would be.
And you can come multiple times. Not just once.
Yes. Very true. Very true.
You could. You could go 4 or 5 times that day if you wanted.
We will not turn you away.
I have to keep going. I have to. It's a United Way day. It's a fun one. And this starts real early for you guys. You guys are there right away in the beginning of the day.
Yeah, so we're there 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, proceeds throughout that time, a portion of that benefits United Way. And, again, 50 years. I mean, this is huge. We do get the question, is it all McDonald's? It's not.
No.
So I think we have to be very pointed about that because we have 3 McDonald's within our service area. Mm-hmm. And it is just the Wisconsin Rapids location. And this was something, I think that we had a really great partner back in the day with Tom Rouse when he built this McDonald's in Wisconsin Rapids, not the existing building. The original building was where the parking lot is now.
Yeah.
But he, from the get-go, said, I'm going to do a day. and I'm going to support United Way. And he did that all the way up until his passing, and his wife continued that while she owned it before it was sold. And now we're on our third owner, and have, you know, all have seen the value and continued to support United Way in this way and have the day. And you know what, I think the really cool thing is their employees love it. Like the employees look at it like, this is a way for us to give to the community, you know, to give some service. And so that's, I think, really important. And you know, we certainly thank the current owner, Ron Fish, and his team, and you know, continuing to do the event in some format. And here we are at 50 years. Wow. So it's, you know, it's pretty remarkable.
There's a really cool history of that too. I didn't know any of that. Yeah. That's fascinating. That's very cool. And it shows, again, the importance and how people back the United Way, because they continue to have done good work for so many years. For decades, they've been doing this. That's fantastic. We're looking forward to that. Do want to mention Day of Caring as well before we wrap up today?
Yep. So Day of Caring is coming up pretty quickly, October 22nd. And that is our annual raking day. So we are looking for two things from listeners. One is if you need to have your yard raked, so you've physically cannot do it and don't have the ability to pay someone to do it, to hire a company, you can get on the list for raking, and you do that by contacting Amy at 715-421-0390. You also can call 211 during the hours of 8 to 5, and she will be the one that answers the phone. So she can get you signed up. So we are currently doing that. We do cap the list at 80 yards because that's about our capacity in one day. And after that, we start a wait list. But we currently have 55 signed up. So, you know, getting there pretty close. So encourage people, if you have been a past recipient or if you qualify based on the indicators that I mentioned earlier, you can sign up to have your yard raked. And then, of course, this is done through volunteers. So the real appeal is to people to volunteer, to sign up for raking that day. And this can be, you can sign up as an individual. You could sign up. And we'll partner you with a group if you so choose that. It could be your family, it could be a civic group, it could be we get school groups, we get you know, youth groups from churches, all varieties. So we do encourage people to do that. If you pre-register, you're guaranteed a T-shirt, a Day of Caring T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And we also are bringing breakfast back this year. So that happens at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. So we do ask all rakers to report to Grand Rapids Lions Club. Registration and breakfast start at 8 a.m., raking at 9 a.m. So you show up, you get your shirt, you get your raking assignment, you get a hot breakfast, and then you go out on your way to do your raking. So I'm really looking forward to that. Last year, we had a record number of volunteers, so I'm putting the challenge out there. Mm-hmm. We had, I believe it was 526. I know we were up over 500. So that is the goal again. Our typical number is around 400. So for whatever reason, you know, people were out in, you know, out in full force. So we really just encourage that, but do want people to pre-register so that we can make sure that you have a T-shirt.
One of my favorite days of the year, every year, Day of Caring. It's coming up October 22nd. You can sign up and register or find out more by going to uwswac.org. Terry, is there a way they can contact you if they want to have more information about anything we've touched on today?
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call at 715-421-0390.
Appreciate the time from both of you and everything you do in our community. Appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.